106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. I think we need to also talk about some of the most controversial stories of 2015. And you know what? They all seem to do with one big issue: affordability, affordable housing, and where to put it. Because it seemed like any time there was an idea to put some affordable housing somewhere, there was a group of people who just didn't want it there.
There's a strong opposition, I think, to changing the character of established neighborhoods. We started off 2015 in January with the first proposal for the Peaks of Grassy. 20 units with one perpetually affordable housing unit, eventually up to two. When council voted against the motion, they clearly expressed that there was not enough community benefit to put aside the 1998 settlement agreement, limiting the amount of development in Peaks of Grassy.
In January, it's going to be back before council, I understand.
This is a different proposal, same owners, seven perpetually affordable housing, three-bedroom units included.
When is this coming before council?
I believe January 19th.
Okay.
It's tentatively scheduled on the agenda.
And they're actually going to be voting on something and making a decision one way or the other whether this new proposal is going ahead.
The other two, I think, extremely connected stories of 2015 were the old daycare lands, or as some people would call it, Larch Park.
Yeah, that one's going forward. I mean, they voted to build something there.
But the concerns were the same, slightly different because it's municipal land, but the change in the neighborhood and the use of that land that people valued as green space is clearly the similar issue. And then we have the municipal development plan, which is a huge document, had an affordable housing section in it that drew a lot of concerns from the community, ranging from support for the policies to try and promote developers including affordable housing in their proposals, which you can't require in Alberta.
Right.
But there was similar concerns for that because it could lead to increased density in established neighborhoods and development on lands that people had previously expected to remain undeveloped into the future.
Right.
All three of these stories are intertwined and represent the same issue. The opposition to all three, there's a lot of crossover, and you can see that within some of the letters to the editor that we're no longer running.